not a hard top, but it's not one with curtains that you see now. Some people have a Jeep with curtains, you know. Mm-hmm. That's going back in time. But this was a closed-in. Glasses roll up. And then they let me shift the gears, learn to drive, as long as I didn't spin the wheels. So I, blessed the shield, I didn't spin the wheels. So you learn how to drive early. But they didn't have licenses in at all, and you get out on the road, when anybody be there but you anyway. and it was just a thing. But you learn to drive real early. So I went to Madison. Jill and I did, it's been about 2 weeks ago now. A group of us who grew up together in the high school had our 80th birthday, all pretty close together, so we went there to celebrate just a little bit. And then one of the girls said that her mother wouldn't let her go anywhere in a car unless I was driving. When we were growing up, and the difference was I had more experience, and the other difference was I didn't clown, I didn't get out and race and do all this thing, because I knew if you tore up the car, you might not get another one.
Yeah,
that was it.
But things were different then, and you didn't have the I say the pressures then that you have now, but you have to make decisions. And you have to live with them, good or bad. So you need to think things through.
And what was what was the pants factory like the building itself?
I've got pictures which I should have brought. It was a long structure, the 320 by 120, 122 or something like that, if I remember the measurements. But and it had hardwood floor. And it had just had windows that you opened early, because you didn't have air conditioning. And back in those days, you didn't know it was as hot as it was. it was hot, but later on we had coolers, but we had already going out of business when air conditioning came in. And incidentally, air conditioning in the South didn't come in till after World War II, when it was perfected. And then you could have the high rises, and people could live in the houses air conditioned. And then this is when people came in through here. There are other reasons too.
So I guess that's one reason people started moving down here, huh? Is when.
Well, Roswell and Alpharetta grew because they were close to a large city, and large cities tend to grow to the northern direction unless there's something else that's it.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
I told you I had hay fever. Roswell had, in its history, has a rather unique thing. It was in Cobb County. Anybody ever tell you all this? Roswell, Georgia, was in Cobb County. In 1930, Milton County, which was Alpharetta, was broke. They no money. Couldn't pay the teachers, couldn't pay the county workers. They were broke. And they got on their hands and knees and begged Fulton. I don't mean that literally, but they talked with people in Fulton County, and Fulton County agreed to take them in if they could get Roswell to come in, because they couldn't get